Welcome, everybody. It's wonderful to see so many faces I've known for many years and also to meet some new ones. And I'm imagining that some of you are fairly new to practice. And just for my interest, if you could, or you could wave your hands if you're new to practice, just so I have a rough idea. Thank you. And welcome. I was thinking about this day to yesterday, and I happened to think of a quote of Lily Tomlin's. I really like Lily Tomlin, where she says, "Reality is a major cause of stress amongst those in touch with it. I try to avoid it as much as possible." And it's just as true now as all those years ago. And it really does take courage and strength to be with things the way they are and not turn away. And as all of us know, the world and all of us have been going through a very difficult time in the last number of years. And there's a lot that's broken and grieving. And the alarm mechanisms in our brains get activated, in fact, overactivated. So our nervous systems have been feeling under threat for quite a while now. And so I wanted today to be about calming some of our threat system down. And one of the ways that that happens is when we feel safe. And there've been a lot of ways that we haven't felt safe for a while. But today, to create a safe container, and some of that is provided by taking refuge in the Dharma, as many of you have been doing, taking refuge in being able to be awake. To wake up the Buddha, and that these practices can really support us. And also that here today, we're a Sangha. And for today, we're creating a safe container. And that safe container means aligning ourselves intentionally with non-harming. And that is particularly towards ourselves. What's interesting to me is that whenever we're self-critical, we experience it as a threat. The nervous system thinks we're under threat. And so we can't calm ourselves when we're self-critical. And so really this is a day for paying attention with kindness, with compassion, with our speech towards ourselves being without judging, without comparing, and without trying to fix ourselves. Can we give ourselves that gift today? So we're building our resources. We're establishing some stability and well-being. And that we build in some confidence that it's possible to be here together in these uncertain and changing times. So a day of home retreat is different from a day of in-person retreat. You know, when you're at your weekends at the lovely facility you share, I've been to several times, you have the support of a schedule where you see each other going in to sit. So, oh, I'll do that too. And you go out to walk, and you don't have all the distractions of your own home and the various devices that are distracting. So I'd like to invite you to see if you can practice wise intention. This is part of the Eightfold Path. The obviously kindness and compassion are two of the wise intentions, but the other is renunciation. And that is, for today, letting go of some of the distractions and seductions and habit patterns that don't serve. Just to help us find stillness. So make a commitment to yourself. I'm not going to text today. I'm going to put my cell phone aside. I'm not going to call people up on the phone. Whatever ways you can do to help yourself find stillness and some quiet today. Not to start cleaning the house or doing the laundry. This is for yourself to come to stillness. So what we want to do is cultivate a soft, awake presence. And so as my speech is slowing down, feel yourself beginning to slow down. Relaxation is so helpful and important to start recognizing the tension, the tightening down, the striving, the resistance. So I'm inviting you to relax the shoulds, relax the expectations, the agendas, the ideas. Just to relax into simple presence. Just here, now. As we start to relax, the underlying fight and flight agitations can be replaced with soothing, with approaching ourselves with softness, kindness. And so we're coming into presence, into embodiment, by giving attention to the body and to the breath. So let's begin to do that now. Coming into presence in the body. Noticing how the body is right now. As though you're arriving in the body. And allow your attention to gradually flow through the body, beginning with the head, allowing the muscles around the eyes and mouth to soften, release, muscles in the jaw, and then the neck, releasing. The shoulders, softening. Letting your attention travel down the arms to the hands. Fingers, and then the chest and the back, torso. Kind attention, receiving the sensations in the body. Inviting the muscles to soften, be at ease. The belly, You might be aware of movement of the belly with the breath. The low back, sacrum, pelvis, and allowing the back to find a posture that's erect and awake, and yet at ease. Aware of the pelvis now in contact with the chair or cushion. Allowing yourself to fully settle, feeling the heaviness, the response to gravity. And then the size. And down the legs, to the ankles and feet, toes. And perhaps taking a few deeper breaths, releasing with the out breath. So you have a sense of fully arriving in the body, completely here, now. And you might say softly to yourself, may the body relax now. And notice if there's a response. Not a doing, but an invitation to simply be. This soft, awake presence. You might be aware of the energy in the body. Is there a sense of speediness or agitation? Or is there drowsiness or fatigue? If there's agitation or speediness, taking an in-breath and then a longer out-breath, calming, releasing. Breathing in aware of the body, breathing out, calming, easing. And again, it's not a doing, but more a being and releasing. If there's drowsiness or tiredness, a deeper in-breath, brightening, alive, awake. Trust what feels right for you right now to begin to balance the energy in the body. And to know this is a process of gradually allowing the body to find ease and balance. Now become aware of the body breathing. It's helpful to just choose one object to help collect and stabilize the attention. For many of us, it's the breath. For some people, it's sound or sensations in the body. Choose what most helps you to settle. If your attention is with the breath, you might be aware of the whole body as you breathe. Or you might be aware of the nose or the chest or the belly. Whatever is comfortable. Gently allowing the breath to find a rhythm that's pleasant. Aware of the sensations as you breathe in and breathe out. Allow any thoughts to appear and disappear in the background. Not getting involved or entangled. This soft, awake presence. If it's helpful, you can have a sense of releasing with each out-breath. The body releasing tension, the mind releasing thoughts. Awake and bright with the in-breath, relaxed, soft with the out-breath. Notice what you're paying attention to right now. Is the mind in the present or future stories? Gently reconnecting with here, now. How is the body right now? Whenever you notice you're called into distraction, reconnecting without judgment or impatience as best you can. And when there is judgment, noticing how that feels in the body. Renewing the intention to be patient, present, kind. aware of how the body is right now. Tense or relaxed. Settling into the present moment. Allowing thoughts, stories to release. This patiently connecting and sustaining your attention here, whether it's with the breath or whole body sensations or sound. Kind attention, curious, as you pay this kind, curious attention, noticing how sensations change. Sensations of the in-breath, the out-breath, or how sounds change, appear, and disappear. Is soft, receptive, knowing of experience. If thoughts arise, it's not a problem, allowing them to pass through. Being with yourself as you are, whether the mind is a busy mind or a quiet mind. Kind attention to however it is. as we come towards the end of our sitting, you might want to make an intention for yourself for the day. Perhaps to be present with kindness, or to be patient, or to have perseverance, or curiosity. Or to be open to experiencing joy. To have this day be a day for refuge, releasing, and nourishing. So you've had an opportunity to see how your mind, body, and heart are today. And just a reminder to be open and kind however you find yourself. Some of us may have immediately dropped into some quiet and concentration or samadhi, and others of us may have sat down and immediately become lost in thought and planning, or maybe we fell asleep, or maybe there were another variety of our top five tunes these days. So an encouragement, when you notice how it is, just to be aware, this is how it is right now. And to be there with kindness, understanding, rather than judgment or grasping. So to really have this be spacious, and yet your attention collected and present. And as we move out into walking practice, excuse me, to see if you can keep this soft, awake presence, not in a a tight way, but really keep the continuity of mindfulness. How would that be? So the suggestion is, if you go out to do some walking in Vancouver, it's nice weather, but to be outside if you can. And not to necessarily do really slow walking, but more to walk present in the whole body. What's it like to move in the whole body and to really enjoy and allow that? You might, some people find there's a Burmese style of walking where you go through the senses, take a moment to be seeing, and just be what's being known seeing. Not to go into stories about what you're seeing, but to be open to seeing. And then hearing and smelling. There may be no smells in the air, but there may be. And then sensing. So usually rotating seeing, hearing, and sensing is fine. And that helps you stay present. So, and also if you want to be inside and do some kind of movement like Qigong, yoga, just embodying practice. See if you can be present and fully embodied with whatever movements you're doing. And here in this body, whatever you do is nourishing and enlivening or calming, depending on the energy balance you have. So I think there were, you were going to have a breakout room or some possibility for questions, Suzanne?
At the lunch break, yes.
Oh, at the lunch break. Yes. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So you can go straight into walking practice. And what I'll do at the next sitting is a little bit of the four element practice of earth element and so forth, because it's another way of helping us be embodied. So enjoy being outside and be open. Let your attention be more spacious. So enjoy walking, and we'll be back in half an hour.